This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. It's the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We got Scott and Shane with us this morning. And a lot going on, guys. We've got Paul Kemgore. We're going to be talking with Paul. He is the professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. He's taking a look at the top five biggest stories of 2015 for the 2016 presidential race. Pretty interesting. You know, you think that it wasn't that long ago when we had a full slate of candidates, but as we knew in time that they would dwindle and fall by the wayside. And as my dad would always say, he says the one thing you can always count on is the cream will rise to the top. And speaking of speaking of cream, what is it today? Today's National Whipped Cream Day.
National Whipped Cream Day, January 5th, yes, is National Whipped Cream Day. I'm not sure what makes it that, but we'll take it, I guess.
Well, maybe it was Herb Albert's album cover. You know, not you, but certainly your parents, you know, probably remember that infamous album cover, probably the sexiest album cover ever that they did. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't remember the gal's name, but gosh, she was gorgeous.
Oh,
but,
cover
her in whipped cream, and I mean, she became... That's even more so. I got to be careful here.
Exactly.
And then also for all the bird lovers, it's National Bird Day. I mean, why wouldn't they make National Bird Day on Thanksgiving? Oh, maybe because you kill the turkey, I guess.
Yeah, that might be a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Right. Well, you know, what do you do? You know, but anyway, so we got some fun stuff. So things you can talk about around the water cooler, National Whipped Cream Day. But hey, keep it clean. Remember, we've got mixed company here. Also, it was back in 1933. I'm in California these days, guys. So the Golden Gate Bridge was born, right?
Oh, very cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. So and they haven't stopped painting it ever since.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that the deal? I mean, they go one side down the other, and
What is that actually made of? Is it like a brass type, copper type thing, or like a soft metal like that, or is it iron? Or I'm not sure what that is, but yeah, it seems like it tarnishes really quick, so they always have to paint it.
Yeah, well, it's certainly not my grandmother's silver, that's for sure. But I think it's just basic, you know, basic iron. But what do I know? You know, it's just all I know is that if you have a gig painting the Golden Gate Bridge, it's kind of a generational thing. You know, you might pass it down from generation to generation. Also, you might want to take note. Of course, all the divorce attorneys love this one. It was back in 1643. You had the first divorce in the colonies. I mean, this is back in 1640. This is before we were America. I mean, we had to make sure we had divorces squared away. So it just kind of speaks to our own failed humanity that we had to accommodate divorce even back in 1643. And of course, this ought to be the day for attorneys. You know, all the divorce attorneys. You know.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we had posted at one time. There was this video that we were talking about it recently of this I think it was a 6-year-old Asian girl, young girl, an old soul, you would say. And she was explaining to her parents the rules of engagement post-divorce. And it was absolutely precious. I mean, to hear her talk and tell her parents how they needed to conduct themselves, and that she wanted, and she says, well, we got to keep it low. We got to keep everything low, she would say, and with her hand gestures and all, just absolutely precious. And I said at the time when I saw this video, and of course, speaking of videos, we're going to have Samantha Mills, and we're going to talk about the viral videos coming up in just a moment, including a viral video coming out of Thai, which is incredible. You don't understand a word they're saying, but it will bring you to tears. And so we're going to be talking about that. So a lot to share with you today on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for joining us. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Things that matter. We got Dr. Paul Kengor coming up in just a moment. He's the professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. His latest book is The Communist, Frank Marshall Davis, The Untold Story of Barack Obama's Mentor. You know, I keep saying, relevant to the president, that so much will be revealed, mark my words, after his administration is completed. And listen to what people will say. And what they will do is they will claim that they had told us about all this information and, all the president's background. So, Paul Kengor is with us. Dr. Kengor, Paul, Happy New Year to you. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. Same to you. Thanks.
Hey, great to have you along with us. I maintain, and I was just mentioning to the audience here, Paul, that after Barack Obama leaves office, all of a sudden we're going to have all this revelation. I mean, there's been attempted, so many attempts in the past from different authors, investigative reporters, trying to tell us that this president isn't all that he's cracked up to be. I've never heard in my lifetime having a president with so many aliases just to start out with. He remains the mystery man, but wait until after he leaves office, and everybody, all the mainstream media is going to say, well, you know, as we reported, 4 years ago, this and such about the president, right?
Oh, yeah, I agree totally, Bill. I think, look, never have we known so little, right, about the background of our president. I would start with that, and I found that when I was writing stuff on Obama, I did a book on Obama's mentor, Frank Marshall Davis.
Who, uh-huh, right.
Yeah, and he was a literal, and I'm not exaggerating, folks, he was a literal card-carrying member of Communist Party USA.
Right.
His number was 47544. I've got it memorized. And I would get emails from people, not from anybody in the mainstream media, but people in the conservative media, just pleading and begging, wanting to know why no one in the mainstream media would talk about it. And I would tell them they won't talk about it because, one, it's accurate, and two, because Obama is still in office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
When he leaves office, there's a chance that we might get some of this information. And in the course of the book, researching the book, there were also things like I tried to get Obama's transcripts, and mm-hmm. I even wanted to see if there were any letters of recommendation to Occidental College in Columbia, because right before Obama left Hawaii to go to Occidental, this would have been in the fall of 1979, literally the last person that he went to see was Frank Marshall Davis.
Interesting.
And we know that. How do we know that? Because Obama actually says it in his memoirs, in Dreams mm-hmm. from My Father. So I thought, okay, Frank Marshall Davis was a left-wing intellectual, poet, kind of a well-known, fairly well-known African-American far-left poet, And I thought, I bet there's a letter of recommendation sitting in Occidental College from Frank Marshall Davis.
Right.
Well, I called, I emailed, nothing, crickets, no response. Normally, with the president, if this was a George W. Bush, we would know all of this stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
So maybe now that we're into the final year, well, it won't be the final year. Once he leaves, and you know, he's going to be one of our youngest ever former presidents. You know, hopefully, maybe over the next 30, 40, or 100 or 200 years, we'll start to finally learn some of these revelations.
Well, you know, you consider Frank Marshall Davis. Let's consider his mother, his mother's background,
right.
the different father figures in his life, his grandparents. Let's talk about Jeremiah Wright. I mean, just connect those dots right there. I mean, even today, you hear Barack Obama speak, and I'm telling you, it sounds like Jeremiah Wright from the pulpit.
Yes.
And I didn't serve under, and I wasn't under Jeremiah Wright for 20 years like this president was. But you hear his verbiage, and you say, well, this, I mean, if I don't know a whole lot about Jeremiah Wright, but it sure sounds a lot like him, what I know.
Well, that's right. And I was able to do, in the course of the research, a content analysis. Is a fancy academic term, right, for analyzing the content that's in a document. But I was able to go through Dreams from My Father, and I wanted to find out, who does Obama mention in that book more than anybody else? And I did that because I thought that it might be Frank Marshall Davis, who, amazingly, in the book, he only referred to as Frank. Well, it turned out that it wasn't Frank. It was his maternal grandfather, Stanley Dunham. But the one figure that was mentioned even more than them, I'm not sure he was mentioned more than Stanley Dunham, but he was mentioned more than Frank Marshall Davis, was Jeremiah Wright. And I didn't expect that. That blindsided me a little bit, Bill. And I mean, looking back at it, I thought, okay, it makes sense. But I went through and I thought, wow, Jeremiah Wright, who supposedly the left is telling us had absolutely no influence whatsoever on this president, here in this book published in 1995, Dreams from My Father, the one figure outside of Obama's immediate family that was mentioned more than any other was Jeremiah Wright. And, you know, that ought to tell us something.
Well, as you say, Paul, there is so much that seems to be hidden, but that's right before our eyes that we chose not to read and accept. I mean, I hear all the time people go, how did I not know this? And, well, how did you not know this?
Yeah.
I mean, this has been around. I mean, you've just chosen, and much of America has chosen not to accept this. Yes, there's probably some backroom cabal, you know, that's in operation here to hide his transcripts. I mean, Wayne Allen Root, he graduated from the same class as Barack Obama. He talks to his fellow classmates. Nobody saw him in the classroom. So, you know, all this stuff is pretty bizarre. But, you know, like I say, after he leaves office, then, you know, people will come out and say, I told you. But watch the mainstream media. They'll take the biggest credit for this, I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Well, and let me give you another one. There's a figure named John Drew, and I've got a full chapter in the Frank Marshall Davis book just on John Drew. John Drew was, he's Dr. John Drew. He has a PhD. He ended up teaching at Williams College. This is somebody very credentialed, high academic pedigree. In 1979, when Obama got to Occidental College, and this isn't conspiracy stuff. This is very simple and very straightforward. John Drew, who today is a born-again Baptist, but in 1979, he headed the literal Marxist club at Occidental College. And Obama was introduced to him as a fellow Marxist. And he went on the record, talked to me at great length. He's been interviewed by a handful of radio sources, national radio sources. He's a great guy. He's a sweet guy. He's very thoughtful. He will tell you, he'll say, I'm not saying that Obama is a communist today, although Drew does say that he still sees a lot of what Drew calls kind of the Marxist mental architecture and some of Obama's class-based rhetoric and so forth, some of the talk about wealth redistribution and so forth. But Drew has been pleading with people for 7 years now to at least just simply hear his story.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Paul Ken Gore is with us, professor of political science. He's the executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. We're going to be taking a look at the top big five stories of 2015 for the 2016 presidential election. That is coming up next. Stay right where you are, right here on Martinez Live.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Probably the greatest guitar lick of all time, Dr. Paul Kilgore. I don't know. Would you agree? I mean, nothing like Eric Clapton. I mean, the opening to Layla, I saw him, my son and I went and saw him in Southern California here about, I'm going to say about 2 years ago. And that song, when it comes on and he shreds the guitar and that opening lick, it just electrifies the arena. It's just unbelievable, the impact of that song.
Hey, I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, so I can relate.
Exactly. Well, I'm right with you. Dr. Paul Kilgore, Professor of Political Science, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. We're talking about Barack Obama, the mystery of Barack Obama as it continues. And Paul, you know, at break we were talking about, you know, the president's background, whether or not he's a Muslim or a Christian. I say clearly he was raised a Muslim. I mean, he says it in his own words. You would think that we would have an advantage in understanding the Muslim religion, but it's almost like we're so confused as opposed to, you know, one president, Thomas Jefferson, who said, hey, let me read the Quran. And in reading the Quran, he seems to know and understand the Muslim religion better than Barack Obama.
Well, that's right. And you know, people on the left who are listening and don't like what they think we're implying with this, the same thing applies to the communist background that I'm talking about. It doesn't mean that Obama today is a literal closet card-carrying member of the Communist Party, or that he's bowing to Mecca five times a day to pray. What it does mean is that these backgrounds help explain where he is today. So I would argue that, no, he's not a card-carrying communist. He never joined the American Communist Party. But I think it explains why he would be a collectivist, a redistributionist, perhaps a socialist, and at the very least, the most left-leaning president that we've ever elected. So you know, and in the book, I say that very carefully. That's why this background matters. It does matter. So we don't want to exaggerate it, and we want the people on the left to at least concede it and pay attention to it and understand that it does matter. And by the way, if you had anybody on the right, a Ted Cruz today, a Donald Trump, a Marco Rubio, who had mentors in their background to the far right that Obama has had to the far left, everyone in America would know about it right now. It would be nonstop coverage on the New York Times. It would be used to totally torpedo the candidacy of that Republican. And everybody listening on the left knows that that's true.
Well, Chris Matthews would have a tingle up the other side of his leg.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Over that. Look, are you kidding
imagine
me?
If Donald Trump had an uncle who is simply a member of the John Birch Society, all right?
Right.
We would all know about it.
Exactly.
You know, the uncle would be tarred and feathered on the front page of the New York Times. Here you have Obama, who had a mother who was pro-communist, a mentor who was a literal party member, a father, biological father, the guy from Kenya who was pro-communist, and you know, we can't even talk about it.
Right.
So it's absurd.
Well, he's the president of the United States. He's been leading the way. He's given a rise to one Bernie Sanders. Who would have thought, Paul, that Bernie Sanders would be a contender for the Democratic Party? I mean, that in itself is exposure big time, and this just is just happening.
Yes. No, that's right. That's right.
I mean, you're waiting for some Jedi Knight to come around and go, well, there's nothing here. Just move on.
Yes.
Right?
So you would never think that the Democratic Party would be able to put forward a literal socialist, capital S, in Bernie Sanders, who could garner, I don't know, what is it, Bill, maybe 25-30% support? I mean, really, the last time that a socialist ran as a major party candidate was probably Norman Thomas, 1912.
Right.
And back then they were getting, they were getting like 10% of the vote.
Exactly,
single-digit percentage. Fundamentally
right.
Transformed America, you know, Bernie Sanders can get a quick 20-30% of Democrats.
And I hope people are taking notes here, because this is talking about the trajectory and the mindset of our country and the influence that 8 years under President Barack Obama has had on very woof and warp of you know, America's DNA. Hey, let's talk about the five biggest stories of 2015 for this 2016 presidential race. I agree, the number five, the disappearance of Scott Walker. I mean, talk about a comet that came and went.
Yeah, that's right. About this time last year, Bill, not exactly this time, but CPAC was held in February, And, you know, that's the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. I was there. I go every year. And I mean, it was a fait accompli that Scott Walker was going to be the nominee. Everybody there told me, it's Scott Walker, man. It's Scott Walker. It's Scott Walker. And there was some controversy that happened at the time, and the media was all over it. But still, he emerged from this. He was the front runner. And now here we are about a year later, 11 months later, and he's not even among the 12 candidates or not even among the second tier with Pataki and Santorum and the others. Lindsey Graham, I mean, he's not even among the top 16. He withdrew from the race, what, 7-8 months ago. So that's how quickly things can change.
Exactly. I like what Stephen Colbert had to say about Jeb Bush. He's changing his logo from the punctuation instead of exclamation. He's putting a question mark. That was a funny line.
Well, yeah, and I would put that in my top five. At number four, the near disappearance of Jeb Bush. And I guess I should just say the disappearance, but I guess the nitpicky academic in me, I mean, he still has, 1-2%, so it's not a flat 0% yet. But Jeb Bush is pretty much done, and I think he needs to get out of the race and make this really what it is, a 4- or 5-person race between Trump, Cruz, Rubio. I'd probably put in Chris Christie. And probably leave Rand Paul in there as well.
Jeb Bush is done and well done, Paul. And I think that if he has any hope down the road or any kind of position, you bow out gracefully, have some dignity, and move on. I mean, it's just he's missed the bus altogether, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Look, I've always liked Jeb Bush. And, you know, despite the way he's been portrayed today as the establishment candidate, which he is. But, you know, Jeb was always a solid conservative and much more the intellectual in the family, more of a doctrinaire, ideological conservative than George W., than their father. I remember Jeb writing articles for American Spectator in the 1990s. And so, I mean, he's really always been solid. But unfortunately for him, his timing isn't good, unlike his brother's, whose timing was always exquisite. George W. Yes. came forward in 1999-2000 at just the right time. But, for Jeb, 2016 is not it.
Exactly.
He needs to leave.
And I'm glad you talked about his strengths, because that's what I'm saying. His strengths are still valid and they can be utilized, but I think he's going to end up he's going to do himself some long-term damage by, fighting something that he just doesn't have a fair shot at. Now, number three, you talk about the surprising strength. We touched on this with Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. Carly Fiorina, Dr. Ben Carson, of course, all three, starting to fade a little bit, if not a lot.
Right. Again, none of the three are going to get their party's nomination, but, the strength of Sanders to get as much support as he has on the Democratic side is remarkable and also scary.
Very telling.
On the Republican side, Carly Fiorina, I think, has at best maybe made herself onto a ticket as a possible VP. I don't think that'll happen, but it's possible. And I think at the least, though, Bill, she will probably have earned a spot in the cabinet.
In the cabinet, I think
I
agree with you. She is. I got to tell you, in terms of articulating the situation that we're facing, I see her as very brilliant. I really appreciate her perspective. And Dr. Ben Carson, again, in terms of being a calming agent. Number two, you talk about the solidification of Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio among the top two or three Republican front runners. But number one, we got about 20 seconds left. Hillary's vulnerability to Sanders on the Democratic side and to several Republicans in the general race as well, right?
That's right. And at number one, I'd say the biggest surprise is the Trump factor, the shockingly wide and lasting lead of Donald Trump.
Well, absolutely amazing. People keep saying he's going to implode, blow himself up, but he is the gift that keeps on giving. Some would say, well, we wonder what kind of gift. But anyway, Dr. Paul Kengor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Paul. It's 28 after.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks.
The best of Bill Martinez Live.
Whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. It is time for the good news girl, the one and only Samantha Mills. You can go to Sam's Corner on BillMartinezLive.com and, check up on all the latest viral videos that are all and about and that everybody's talking about. Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing lovely. Kicking off the new year well. How about you, Bill?
Yeah, wonderful. Happy New Year, by the way. Hey, I got a couple things to talk about before we get into your stories. Shana was sharing with me this morning about this blind gamer. He is beating Ocarina. I guess he beats Ocarina of Time, and this is 5 years that this kid was trying to beat the game. I mean, 5 years. Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine. And he actually beat it? I can't imagine trying to play that game without being able to see what's going on. That's amazing.
Well, you see, and I'm not much of a gamer, but what was it, Legends of Zelda, Shane? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe so, right? Right, Samantha? Yeah. Is that correct, do you think? I think so.
I was just double-checking right now, and that's right. It is the Legend of Zelda. And he played, it should only take about 40 hours to complete normally, but So, you know, that's crazy that he was able to do it, though.
40 hours, that's a work week. That's a work week. In Hawaii, that's two work weeks, you know. My daughter lives in Hawaii, and which I shared with, I think I shared with everybody, that my big surprise on Christmas Day, we did FaceTime, and she announced that she's with child. So this will be my ninth grandchild. I'm just so excited, and she just so blessed us on her and Dave, and Marissa and Dave, there in Maui. So whenever you hear about me going to Hawaii and Maui, it's to be with my favorite daughter. Of course, she's my only daughter, she says, but... but
she'd be your favorite anyway, though, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's well, it's kind of like even my son. You know, she was the angel baby girl, so he'd always say when he was talking to me, he goes, "Well, do you want to talk to the angel baby girl?" You know, so you know, I guess she had favored status. I guess you could probably tell. But anyway, so that was good fun. But yeah, great story. Another one that I came across this morning, it was in the Wall Street Journal, Sam. Incredible story. I mean, you can't understand anything unless you're Thai, I guess. Then you can understand. But it's a tearjerker commercial that's creating this internet challenge. It's called The Giving, and it's created by I can't even pronounce. It looks like Thano Chai, and I'm going to butcher it. Sorch Wichai, and it's with the Thai company True Move. It is very touching. You get it. I mean, this is the one thing about, you know, the core aspects of our humanity, bad and good. And this is a good demonstration of our humanity, and it's titled Giving. And you understand you understand what's happening. There are some subtitles, but for the most part, you can't, you don't understand what they're saying. But it is a touching commercial, and it's featured in the Wall Street Journal. So a tearjerker commercial, from their phone company called True Move, but really absolutely precious. But I know that you have a plethora of viral videos to share with us right now. So let's take a look at the first one. What do you have?
Well, the first one actually is not a viral video. It's just a cause that is going viral, and I thought it was really interesting and that you might want to talk about it, especially since your daughter lives in Hawaii. Hawaii has actually become the first state to raise the smoking age to 21, which is one of the trending topics on Facebook. And I think that's a really great idea, because 95% of adults who smoke in America actually started smoking before they were 21. And, I know that sounds crazy, because we have, men and women who are in the service who go and they risk their lives for this country. But I think if they weren't able to smoke, it actually might end up making them healthier, because we have a lot of people, this is something that gets addicted. I've heard it was just addicted to heroin.
Right.
And
Well, certainly, I think years ago with the formula, I think some of the information that we now know, the way it was designed to get people hooked and addicted, and there's no question that's why they got hit with the penalties that they did. The only thing that I wonder about is what happened with all that money. Who got all that money? Where did that money go to? You know, that's the one thing about the government. When the government gets all this money, you get all these big lawsuits that come in and these big fines that happen. You get these bazillion dollars, and you know, you get the victims themselves get, you know, zippity doo dah, and the government ends up with all this money.
Right.
Well, what did you guys do with this? I guess we're not supposed to, you know, we're not supposed to ask that question. The second video you have here is the obituary of Elizabeth Laird, who passed away at the age of 83, known as the Hug Lady, Fort Hood's Hug Lady. Tell us about that.
That's right. It's estimated that Elizabeth Laird has actually given out about 500,000 hugs since 2003. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
She sees all the soldiers going off to deployment and when they return. And unfortunately, she lost her battle with breast cancer recently.
Mm.
And, you know, it's a sad moment to lose a lady like that in the world, but it actually showed you there's so many different people. People came as far away as from New York just to come to the hospital to give her a hug when she was hospitalized last. Isn't that amazing?
Can you imagine
the
soldiers there, what they're going to miss in Elizabeth Laird not being there to hug them? Hopefully we have somebody else who can step up in her place and be the hug lady for the military. What a sweet lady, and a blessing, and a great loss. that she passed away.
She gave her Psalm 90. It is a great loss. She gave away a Psalm 91 card with each of the soldiers before deployment, too. So that would be really great if somebody would pick that up and just kind of carry on in her memory and her honor. And for those future soldiers that need that encouragement before they go, because many of those soldiers held on to that card their whole deployment. That was a very special thing to them, knowing that there was people who cared back home. So
right, exactly. And Psalm 91, you know, this is one of my favorite psalms. In fact, one of the devotions that I'm doing this year is from Timothy Keller. He and his wife wrote a book. Timothy, I guess, for like 20 years, just focused on the psalms, really meditated on it, and you know, broke it down. And he and his wife have written this devotional on the book of Psalms. But anyway, in terms of Psalm 91. Titled My Refuge and My Fortress, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. That is a Psalm 91, just verses 1 through 10 right there. And what a blessing from the Fort Hood Hugger. And may she rest in peace.
Mm. May she rest in peace. Great.
Now,
I'm sure she's an angel looking after them.
Yeah, amen. Your next story is about a flood hitting homes, and businesses were attracting looters until these bikers stepped in. Tell us about that.
Okay, so David Kara, he's actually at the Drifters MCC, has been organizing a patrol for the motorcycle club. There's about 30 bikers that are out there. Mm-hmm. And this is in England. They're using their bad boy image to do some good for the community. And what they're doing, like, people have been coming in and robbing these businesses and these homes that have been taken. And I just think that's such a great idea. They don't have to do anything. They don't say anything. They just show up, and nobody's been bothering anything. It's keeping people stuff safe.
Well, wow. Well, good idea. Hey, we got about 20 seconds left, Sam. Coolest teacher ever to do it like me challenge?
This is Ron Clauser Academy down in Atlanta, Georgia. There's already been about 2.5 million views on this, and it was just posted a couple of days ago. Ron Clark is dancing. He's actually the principal. He's dancing with these students and really getting them involved. Everybody
good fun. Hey, check it out on Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, America. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Oh, well, he's very popular, yes. The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's what you want to dial up. And if you want to drop me an email, we love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Now coming to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern Time on most of these radio stations and networks. James Hurston with us right now, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, overall good guy, and law professor. I think I'll put that in the same sentence. Is that okay?
Oh,
law
yeah,
professor and overall good guy.
Well, it's actually moronish, but it's okay.
Hey, it's a new year. We're just trying to set a new trend here, James. Why not, huh?
Yeah, let's do that. 2016.
Okay. Hey, why not? And speaking of a new year, streaming continues to revolutionize the delivery of entertainment. We're talking sports and news. We're talking a whole new landscape here in this coming year, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's we've talked about this on your program before, but it really comes from something that's been stuffed down the throats of consumers, and consumers have been, so-called cord-cutting now for about the last 5 or 6 years on a very steady trend, and it's a rejection of bundling.
Mm.
And what struck me as I was writing this piece, I mean, I started out really just writing about the trend and the change and the amazing number of options that are being offered. But it occurred to me that conservative people who are active politically like I am, and that are paying attention,
right,
who detest, for example, the worst example is MSNBC, mm-hmm. which is trying to change its brand, but still, I mean, this is someone that has Al Sharpton as a news anchor, and it is so far left that you can hardly find it. And their
coverage, it's not even relevant, James. I mean, what's their audience size? It's less than a quarter of a million people, right?
So by being a bundling customer as a conservative,
mm-hmm.
I am. So
subsidizing MSNBC.
Exactly.
Subsidizing CNN, and we can go on and on. MTV, mm-hmm. which has vile, you know, reality shows. There's a number of stations that are literally being subsidized. Here's the real stat that is mind-blowing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The average television watcher in the United States, according to Nielsen, has 200 channels available, but they only regularly watch 16 channels out of
wow.
the 200.
Right.
So you're paying for, you know, in many cases, people are paying for 600, 500, 700. 200 is the average. And you know, the number of, that you actually watch are very small. So therefore, we've talked about this on your program. Young mm-hmm. people, they move out of their parents' homes in droves. It's just not part of their life. They're not signing up for the monopoly, the local cable monopoly.
Exactly.
The bundling. They're used to being able to control their entertainment, news, sports choices. So they're signing up for, you know, the streaming services, which now the biggest are Netflix, Amazon Prime, Sling TV, and they have devices. Of course, they watch it on their mobile devices, tablets and smartphones, and computers, but if they watch it on an actual television set, they either have a smart TV or they have Apple TV.
Apple TV, yes,
Chromecast,
right. Mm-hmm.
Amazon has the Fire Stick, or Roku, and so the choices are controlled. The biggest thing is it's a la carte. And when you study it, the biggest entertainment companies in the world, they're called the Big Seven. They control Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Disney, Viacom, CBS Corp, Time Warner, 21st Century Fox, Sony, Comcast, which owns NBC Universal, last year in 2015 lost $50 billion in value collectively.
Wow.
Which is attributed to cord cutting. Which shockingly, Disney, half of its net profit comes from ESPN. And ESPN has been losing subscriber income in droves, all because they've resisted this. Now, there's a real novel company called Sling TV
mm-hmm.
that was started by the Dish Network, and this thing is a subscription-based. It's sort of a hybrid because it costs a little bit more than, say, Netflix,
right.
but it specializes in giving you kind of the equivalent of what you'd get for basic cable.
Wow.
$20 a month.
Wow.
So you get a 23-channel lineup. It includes ESPN, includes a lot of things that people would watch. The only news channel I noticed in the basic package was Bloomberg. But I'll tell you, conservatives have to question.
Exactly.
Okay, a lot of them will get a cable bundle just to get Fox News. And what has happened to Fox News? Other than certain primetime shows, Fox News is getting indistinguishable with CNN.
You're exactly right. Right.
And so, therefore, why subsidize them? And there's a, you know, Fox increasingly has a big online presence. I mean, it doesn't have, similar to ESPN, without subscribing to something, you can't get Fox legitimately. With the video on demand, just about everything that you want to watch on Fox is there. But there's a whole number. Newsmax TV is an option. There's a 24-hour internet and satellite channel. There's One America News Now out of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
They have a streaming concept. Brent Bozell has one. WorldNet Daily has one. I mean, there's really some things to explore, particularly for people who are right of center.
Exactly.
And who want to get the truth. Of course, the best still is talk radio.
Right.
I'd listen to talk radio. I'd listen to Bill Martinez
yes.
over any television show anytime, because that's where you get things that you just don't get at all on any cable channel, including Fox News.
Well, and the thing about us, James, as you appreciate, is the fact that we're so doggone independent. We're not beholden to anybody. So, you know, we can, you know, pursue the truth no matter where it leads legitimately. And this gives us an advantage over some of these other, you know, big corporate offerings that have to be careful where they tread.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my New Year's resolutions, because I haven't done it completely, it's just been one of those things because I'm in this business.
Right.
But I'm going to experiment with
cord cutting
that cord.
Yeah, I'm with you on it. I like this idea. And when you started breaking this down, I'm going, exactly, what was I thinking? You know, my son's been doing this for a long time, and he's been saying the same thing. So now I'm going to say, hey, I talked to James, and we're cutting cords. He's going, how many years have I been telling you that, you know?
Oh, yeah, the young people will tell us, all of my young people, relatives, kids, mm-hmm. nephews and nieces, they look at you crazy. I mean, the one thing I knew, when I was teaching undergraduates, I remember one day someone was telling me, this is years ago, about their favorite program, and I said, well, when is it on? And he looked at me blankly, mm-hmm. like, and he said, well, whenever I want it to be on.
That's right. Right.
You know, and that's his world. I grew up in a world where there was an actual time.
There's a schedule, yes. Exactly.
And I know there are some shows that are
right.
that are shown that way, but increasingly it's on demand, and that's the way they think of it. The problem, news and sports have always been the problem for adults, mm-hmm. because news and sports happen in real time. But
exactly.
Here's a good example. The World Wrestling Network, there actually are huge, millions, as Donald Trump would say, huge, huge, huge number of wrestling, professional wrestling fans around the world. They love it.
Right.
Even though, you know, they know it's choreographed. And these people are athletes who mm-hmm. can't do the stuff they do without being athletes.
Right.
But they started a subscription YouTube channel. It's $9.99 a month, WWE Network. And it's the fifth biggest subscription service in the world. It's right behind Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and Major League Baseball.
Right.
And that just shows you they're really ahead of the game. So you can have these niche subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there were a WWE channel on cable and I had to pay for it, for me, I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be happy with that.
Exactly.
I want to body slam the cable company.
Right, right. But in a sense, that's what you're doing now, is you're waking up to realize that because of the bundling, you've been paying for a lot of things that you haven't cared. I mean, this is like Obamacare cable style. You know?
It is, and every time there have been some people in Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, who have come up with legislation, hey, we should have a la carte cable. Let's take away this strange, you know, anachronism that's in the cable business, especially since it's a monopoly, and the amazing number of lobbyists come out of the woodwork, and surprisingly, some of them are conservative lobbyists. In other words, there's some obscure, you know, religious programming that is on TV that wouldn't be able to survive if they take away, you know, the bundling.
Right.
Well, my view is, hey, even if I like the stuff, I want to see the free market prevail and not have this coerced consumption, and which creates networks with no viewers. But we don't need that. I read, I don't know whether this is true, that CNN gets about half right now of its revenue from the subscriptions.
And that wouldn't surprise me.
From advertisers.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't surprise me.
MSNBC has lost money. I don't believe it's ever made money, that network.
No, I don't think so. Yeah,
and so it's a real strange business model that NBC, Universal, Comcast has over there. Still, and you know, if you have religious conviction and you care about the issue of life, and your money's going out to support programming that is anti-life, that's really a
exactly without a doubt. James Hurston has been with us. James, could be interesting with all the cord cutting going on in 2016. What kind of impact that could have on the 2016 elections? Stay tuned for more details as the conversation will continue. Streaming.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number: 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.